How do you avoid going into fight mode when the topic becomes money with your spouse? Hello and welcome. This is Gino and Julia Barbaro of Barbaro 360, and that's the topic today, fighting about money. Hi, Joel.
Hey, love.
So what is your solution?
My solution, oh gosh, that's a big question for the first question. No, I think to go into each conversation that we have with intention. I think we forget. I think sometimes, like you said, we're just in fight or flight throughout the day, and we have these really important questions that are coming to us, and we're upset, we're angry, we're overwhelmed, and we just, we use our emotion, right? And we're angry. And we're scared and we're afraid. And so when it comes to money, there's a lot of fear.
So you basically described the first 25 years of our marriage.
That's right.
Basically.
Yeah.
I wish we had these tools. I wish somebody would have told me. It's so simple.
Yeah.
And I think it's the slogan that I would use, overarching, is to have connection before conflict.
Mm-hmm.
What did we argue about when it came to money? Can you remember any specific story, any reason why? I mean, I can. I'll share you mine. But if you have one that can come to mind and say, wow, when I look back, like, why do we argue about that? And it wasn't, was it about the emotions? Was it about the fear? Was it about you wanting to be right? What was it for you?
Well, there's a lot of arrogance there, of course, for both of us. We both.
I'm saying your story.
I was talking about myself.
No, you said for both of us.
Yeah,
keep
you're
me
right.
out of it.
Keep
for
you
a second.
Out of this one.
You see
yeah.
how we're arguing, but we're,
okay, hear me out. Okay, I remember being in labor with Gabriella for our first child, and you were freaking out because I was buying organic milk and organic eggs, and to you, that was such a waste of money. Like, how dare I go out and spend, at the time it was a little bit more expensive. Nowadays it's a little different. But you didn't realize something, that I valued health. I valued what we put into our bodies as far as chemicals and all of that stuff. And we were on two different pages. You had no idea what was going on in my mind because I never communicated that to you. I just said, this is what we're doing. We're going to buy organic milk. It was a little more expensive. And you were actually having a panic freak out during labor, which was so interesting.
I don't even remember how you remember that. All I remember is that organic milk was three times the price.
Okay. So you do remember that time.
I know the
yeah.
price of organic milk.
Yeah.
And I know every time we went to Whole Foods, which
right.
back then was called Whole Paycheck.
Correct.
We used to buy organic muffins. When you have two or three kids, it's like, we just spent $15 on muffins. And it wasn't now I'm going to speak at it from my perspective. Mm-hmm. I wasn't getting mad at you, although right. I was projecting my anger on you. How many of you out there do that?
Mm.
You're not angry at your spouse. You're just so damn afraid. Yeah. You're just in this cloud of fear and scarcity and having to provide and having to think for the future that you're yelling at Julia for spending $15 on muffins. When in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal, and you're not really mad at her. You're just mad that you're inadequate, that you're doing something wrong, that you may not have that money set aside for an emergency. So it comes from a place of fear, and we're not really arguing about money. That was the whole idea for me, was that, and I projected my anger on you. I wasn't, and you understand this, I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at the situation, and I was mad, and it was my own making.
Well, I think at the time, though, you know, we were young. I was young anyway, when we got married. And I remember you fearful that how are you going to pay for college? And that was your argument at the time. Now, if we had these conversations now, when I look back, I could have said, wow, my husband was so afraid because everyone put on him, wow, how are you going to pay for college? Wow, a daughter? Oh, you got a wedding. You go to a wedding. And so that fear builds up. And so when something happens like that, when a payment comes in, and just to be clear, we didn't argue during labor, but you were having this conversation with someone in the room.
How quickly the story
yeah,
changes,
yeah.
folks.
Well, I think it's important because it was an ongoing conversation.
I'm just
yeah.
saying, it's not like the baby yeah. is coming out, Gabs is coming out, I'm going, milk? I don't remember that either, people. See that?
Well, now, the whole point here, Gino, is looking back, and we've done this in the past few years, which has been a lifesaver in our marriage, I think, is we have a conversation about what are we valuing and what are we spending money on? And what are we afraid of if I spend a little more on this or if you spend a little more on that? And to see it from our spouse's perspective instead of only from our view, because there's a lot of times where you will go and buy something that I'm like, oh my gosh, you gave me a hard time about this other thing, but why is that okay? And so then we compare and then we have resentment and it goes on and on and on. And if we don't work on it or correct it or even bring it up with a freedom, then it's just going to weigh on us and it's going to weigh on our marriage.
And this is the crazy part though. I don't ever remember going out and buying toys or something cool for myself and not allowing you to have something. I don't ever remember doing that because it wasn't to me about spending or I was so conditioned to save. And I was so afraid earlier on. And that's just the way I was. And then we ended up building the house. I was able to save. Mm-hmm. We ended up building the house.
Okay, let's just go there for a second. Okay. How much, we don't have to go into numbers, but if you look at what we bought, how much we spend on stuff in the house, how much we spent on the house, on the items that we bought, they were very good quality. And so that's kind of where I'm going. It's
okay.
So that's important. And that's what you valued.
And that's my conditioning
yes.
of having a return on investment. Yeah. I always viewed that.
Remember that couch that we bought? The suede leather couch that you and your mom picked out. And all I could think of is, oh my gosh, when we have kids, they're definitely going to ruin it.
The best damn couch ever, wasn't it?
It was the best, but it was expensive.
But it's one of those things where when we make a purchase like that, you have the idea where you're getting together and you're saying, we're going to buy this car for the next 10 years. We're going to have this for the next 10 years. So if we spend a little bit more money, is it okay? Or we're buying this house and we're going to create memories and we put money into the house. I think in the future, it's an investment. That's something like you're saying, that's what we valued as a family. That's how I was conditioned and how I was raised by that. And by that token, I want my children to make those kinds of decisions. That way, when they're making something based upon their values, most of us, they don't really understand that or make decisions unconsciously. And it's like, well, that's not really what I valued. And that's why understandably, we get angry, we get frustrated, and we make the wrong decisions. Not because the decision is wrong, but because it doesn't align with our values.
Right. And you're making the argument on my end too. And I think that's the important part here is that we're trying to convey to the audience is that you grew up in an environment, Italian immigrants, and so they do value the house, the stuff in it and all that. And on the other end, I grew up in a world of health and how important is what we put into our body and how important that is to value ourselves and our health. And so do you understand the difference in a sense of we came from two different backgrounds and yes. we didn't communicate that. I knew and you knew, but we weren't talking about it. We weren't realizing like, let me look for a minute through my husband's eyes if I can. And in order to do that, I have to know you and I have to know what you value, why, where it came from, what you're afraid of. And in order to know that, I have to actually sit and listen and hear your side without, well, what about me? What about, you know? And so the same with you. You have to look at me and say, okay, where did Julia come from? Why is health so important to her? Okay, well, now I can understand now because I can learn about that a little bit more. And so every time we had an argument or a fear come up, we just would get frustrated and leave the conversation. We'd make a decision, but it wasn't in a place of peace. It was just like, all right, whatever, we'll just do that then.
What you're saying is that you needed to paint a better picture for me, and you didn't paint it.
But I also had to explain. I had to be the artist and explain it to you because
you're a terrible artist.
Well, not according to the kids. I mean, if we want to go there, go there.
I mean, metaphorical picture. I'm just saying you didn't do a very good job.
No, because we didn't know how. We didn't have the tools at the time. To explain ourselves in the way of, oh my gosh, my husband didn't live my life, so he has no idea what I mean. And also, I didn't live your life, and I'm not going to understand it fully. I will never understand your life fully.
That's why the tools of money coaching are so powerful, because if we had those tools, I don't think they were around 20, 25 years ago. They just weren't. Behavioral psychology, you know, cognitive thinking.
It was around.
When it comes to money, not when it comes to money. There was not, and when therapists talk about money, that's not their strength, right? They're not really talking about that specific niche. Now, when you're talking about money from that perspective, if you look back, we would have had the tools because we weren't arguing and fighting about money. That wasn't the root cause. It was symptoms underlying it.
Yeah.
For me, it was fear.
Yeah.
And for me, it was probably a little stubbornness. for me was scarcity. Mm-hmm. And for you, what was it for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just didn't want to be wrong. So there was a little bit of that in it. And there was a little bit of, we just had different views. And I wasn't okay with that.
You didn't want to be told what to do.
Right.
The
right.
rebel in you.
Oh, such a rebel.
To rules.
Yeah.
And you've got this guy telling yeah. you how to
like,
spend money.
Like, this is what
money.
We're going to be doing. Yeah. So that was hard for me too. And I think that's good. I mean, you're going to, when we get married, when someone gets married, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't come with a manual. I don't get like the Gino Barbaro, here's how he works. And here's the troubleshooting in the back. You know, you go, there's a product with, you have a product and it's not going well. Something's going wrong. I don't have that. When Gino does this, what do I do? And so that's the whole beauty of marriage and learning about a person and seeing their difficulties and their strengths and learning how to adapt with you instead of controlling you or be part of the marriage.
Do you have one thing that anyone listening to this can do right now to start that conversation or to become aware or the next step? Because you know I like
I know you do.
Frameworks, yeah. check marks.
I think when it comes to money and avoiding fighting, anytime you're avoiding something, you have to come up with the, okay, what is my intention? How would I like it to go? And have come up with a plan. Come up with a plan at nighttime. You know, if I'm going to come to you in the morning and say, listen, I want to buy this because it's a money related. If I want to buy this, why do I want to buy it? What about it do I value? Why is it important for us as a family? Or maybe it's me. Mm-hmm. And to have something, not just to go into it emotionally, because a lot of times we just speak emotionally and we're upset at the results. And then we come away and say, oh, he doesn't care about me or whatever lie we tell ourselves. So to really question, what about this? If it's money, what about money am I afraid of? What do I really think of money? Bring that to your spouse. But know what it is first, because if you're coming to him and you're trying to explain to him and he has no, you're just rambling and is all over the place and you expect him to understand you, it's going to be a challenge.
The challenge that I would give to somebody listening right now is very similar to what you're doing. But for me, it would be, we just had an argument about money. Think of the last argument you just had with your spouse about money and think about the situation and think about the surroundings and do exactly what Julia said. Come to that person. This is something you can do. Like, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this
yeah.
have a lot of fights. We as spouses have of fights course. Around money. So yeah. the last one that you had, or one that stands out.
Yeah.
And like you said, give it some time, right? That response and that stimulus, give it some time to fester. Because if you do have emotions, you're going to remember it a certain way.
Yeah.
You're going to blame. But if you can sit back and go, wow, why do we fight about, you know, buying that car? Why did you want to buy this one? Why do I want it? So you can actually speak logically or speak without emotions
yeah.
and try to connect and try to figure out what that argument was about.
I think it's important to question when you can remember an argument with your spouse. When you ask yourself, what did I leave that argument? What was I believing about myself in that conversation, in that argument? Because that will reveal what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's never about the money, as you said. It's always about, I felt, you know, whether it's you felt unworthy, you felt like you didn't deserve it, you felt your spouse felt this way, whatever it is, that's where you want to go because that's the conversation that you should be having because it's never about the money.
Understanding comes before agreeing.
Correct.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's show. We are Gino and Julia Barbaro, and we will see you on next week's episode.